Hey friends, this is Larry Herbeck's Box Lives, Major Nelson. This is show number 177. I am recording this on Sunday, June 3rd, 2006, from up here in Seattle, Washington. Hope you guys are doing well. I have to be honest with you, straight up front, I've actually been dreading the show since, like, Friday. Doing these shows is really usually the high point of my week, and since Friday, all day yesterday, I was playing on live with some people, and I was like E last night. I was playing with E, and I was talking to Lithion, who works on my blog, and I was just telling these guys, I'm dreading doing this show. And they were all like, why? And here's the reason why. So last week, if you listened to last week's show, or if you've been paying attention in the Xbox community, we have been talking about an update that's going to be going out for the dashboard. And the dashboard update is taking a little bit longer than anticipated, I guess, is one way to put it. And so it did not come out last week, so a lot of people were really getting cranky towards the end of the week. And the listeners of my show here know that historically we do not place content up on Xbox Live or the Marketplace or do any major service changes on a Friday afternoon because it's just asking for trouble. You don't want to do that and then have everybody go home, and then all of a sudden things are breaking left and right over the weekend. So, you know, by Thursday or Friday, people are just really getting anxious. And that's the only word I can describe. They're getting very anxious for this update. So I was dreading the show because you're all downloading the show hoping to get answers. And, you know, you have questions that I don't have answers to yet. And I apologize, but I figured I'd, instead of just copying out and saying, nope, not going to do a show today, I figured I'd just sit here and at least explain myself. Currently I'm recording this, as I said earlier, I'm recording this Sunday afternoon, and I've been sending emails over to the team saying, can I say anything? And they're basically telling me, no, we don't have any news for you yet. All they've said is that we should have some more news tomorrow. So, Monday the 4th is when we should have some more news, some concrete news and perhaps even a date. So that's the news there. So there, I said it, dreading the show. Got past it, and, you know, I've told you what you guys want to hear, hopefully, or what I know. I've told you what I know. Also, you know, everyone sends me emails, or they're sending me messages on Xbox Live. Hey, can you give me a hint when the update is? Can you give me a hint? No, I can't give you a hint, because A, I don't know, and two, I'm not going to give you a hint in some message, or if I do know, I'm not going to give you some hint in email or over Xbox Live, because then you're just going to run around and post in a forum and say, oh, Major told me this, and no one's going to believe you, and it just creates ill will. So stop asking. That's kind of the section there. If I knew, I would be posting, and I think everyone knows it. If I have any news, I post it as quickly as I can. So keep that in mind. All right. So I was actually reading over at Xbox 360 Fanboy. They had a pretty funny list up of things to do while you're waiting for the spring dashboard update to be a reality. They actually have three items. I wonder what your items would be. So what are you doing? Number one that they posted was watch and rewatch the video walkthrough of the new features, which I have, and there's a bunch floating all over the web. Number 2, stare at the download screen for nostalgic purposes. There you go, so you can go download some content. Number 3, this really should be a top 10, but they've only got 3. So you know what? I'm going to look at you guys. So in the post for this show, go ahead and put in the comments what you've been doing to wait for the Xbox 360 dashboard update to come along. And number 3 is make aimless blog posts. So I don't know if that's directed at me, or I think it's pretty much directed at people who have been making all the comments. Like, where's Street Fighter? Where's the dashboard update? Wow, wow, wow. I if I knew, I would tell you guys. If I had a concrete date, I would tell you. So that's also keep in mind. So that's kind of the dashboard update. So hopefully I'm going to have some concrete news Monday. Which is tomorrow. I don't know when, you know, Monday Pacific time. I don't know when during the day. I'm not going to say I'm going to have it by noon or by 3. I don't know when. It may not be until 11:59 Monday night. This is what I'm being told. So the other thing you need to realize, and this gets back to, I should have said this right up front, is that the software business, you know, they have to test, and they have to test, and they have to test, and they have to tweak, and they have to work on it. So we run two ways here. either we don't say anything, and all of a sudden you get this auto update, and ta-da. Or we at least give you an idea of what we're working on to let you know that we're listening to the community. So it's kind of a two-edged sword. I'm leading towards don't say a damn thing, and just be quiet all the time. And that would suit everybody. And then you know you guys may find something, or some people may find other things to complain about. So the other thing I'm going to talk about a little bit later on is backwards compatibility. There's been some hubbub over the past few days over that one, so I'll talk about that in a second. So anyway, dashboard update. I have no information. I held this show off. I recorded it as late in the day on Sunday as I could so that I would have breaking news. I mean, you have to remember, there's emails going around all week, and the teams have been working all weekend, and they've been working for the past many weeks to get this done. So hopefully I will have an update for you tomorrow, either a date or additional information. I'm going to get Aaron, who I had on last week, in here so that I could put him on the hot seat, for God's sake. All right, Aaron was the PR guy, big VIP. So don't even message big VIP asking him, because he's not telling me, for God's sakes. All right, so a lot of people have asked about top Xbox Live games. I posted two lists. There's the top Xbox 360 Live games, and then there's the original Xbox Live game. So you can go up and check those out. I usually post those on Friday or Saturday whenever I get around to it. I usually pull it towards the end of the week, and it's a fairly arduous process pulling it. So that's why it takes a few hours to go through all the data and so forth. Rockstar Table Tennis is number 7. That's a new entry. And the Hitman Blood Money demo is number 10. Do you guys like that one? A lot of people seem to like it. It's in the top 10. Or do you guys just like demos at all? So the Game Critics Award, let's talk about that for a second. So the Game Critic Awards, which is for E3, they were the awards were announced. And there's 37 media outlets that vote for the Game Critic Award. And I guess Xbox, one would argue Xbox and Games for Windows, which is kind of a separate group, did kind of well. Of course, Best of Show was for the Nintendo Wii. A lot of people really, really enjoyed that one. Best Console Game, Gears of War. Everyone's really excited about that one. Let's see, Best PC Game is Spore. Best Handheld Game is Legend of Zelda. Ooh, that's coming out for the DS. I got to pick that one up. Talk more about my DS later. Best Action Game, also Gears of War. And there's a few other that go on and on here. So anyway, we did pretty well there, so we're happy about that. Let's see what else. I want to talk about a cameo skin contest. So this is actually really interesting. So apparently I was talking with some folks on our team who work with Rare, and they were telling me that that a lot of folks over at Rare really listen to the show. So, hey, here's my shout-out to the folks over at Rare. Love to have you guys on sometime. But they have a design a cameo skin contest. So it's pretty straightforward. If you remember from last holiday season, there was the cameo, was it the holiday pack, where you could download this pack and you would the different characters, there's what, 10 different characters in cameo, and they would dress up, or not dress up, but they would appear in different skins. So for instance, I remember Major Ruin would have like Christmas ornaments on him. What else? Cameo, I think she had a little Christmas number on. So it was really kind of cool, very thematic. So the folks at Rare have turned this next phase into a contest where you can submit your own skin. And I put a picture of a cowgirl cameo up on my blog, and that was one of the templates that they made available. You can find all these details up on my blog post. I'll put more links into the show links for the show. But if you're a budding artist and you're interested in maybe breaking into the business, maybe here's your idea. Maybe you can get a chance doing a cameo skin. Although I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed with the folks over at Rare. Guys, you got the cowgirl cover, but what happened to the cameo candy striper outfit as a demo? Thought you'd have that one covered. All right, let's see what else we got going here. All right, so the back compat news. So there was a little bit of a hubbub that came out late last week. And I want to talk about that just a little bit here. Basically, it drew out of a interview that Peter Moore did. I don't even know where that was. I think actually I do know where it was. So it was an interview that he had done, and in some of it he made some comments that people, I don't want to say misinterpreted, but basically is that the team is working. I'm going to put a link, the Gamerscore blog, which is a blog run by the marketing and PR team. they posted the official word. And the official word is that they're testing. They're working on another back-and-pad update. It's also, there's a lot of people in-house who care about backwards compatibility, and we're not going to stop it, from what I understand, anytime soon. We know that you're passionate about it, as we are. We know you want to have one Xbox device under your television set / monitor, and that's the Xbox 360, so you can go back and forth and play games. And the emulation team is working hard on it. Everybody who does, I know I have a lot of software developers that listen to the show, and they know that software emulation can be hard, especially when you're emulating in, high resolution as well as 5.1 audio. It can be a little challenging. It's a little different than emulating an 8-bit Nintendo handheld game on a computer. So it's a different class. So you need to keep that in mind. But anyway, what I really wanted to get to is that, we've got over 200 titles on the back compatibility list today. They're working on making as many backwards compatibility as possible. So, and unfortunately, some of them make quite an interest. Some of the original Xbox games take advantage of a lot of the processing power, so they really, for lack of a better term, jacked right into the matrix there, and they really do a lot of interesting things with the hardware, and they're almost programming what we call right down to the metal. So you gotta I don't want to say reverse engineer it, but you have to make sure that it's working correctly. So backwards compatibility, we care about it. Keep that in mind. Let's see what else. So I went to a great meeting this week. There was a team meeting that Peter Moore had for most of the Xbox organization, for actually all the Xbox organization. And it was just really good. It was designed for the people that could not go to E3. And there's a lot of people from the Xbox teams that couldn't go to E3. And we had that, was it Thursday or Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. We had that over in our company cafeteria, and it was just really great because Peter got up in front and talked about basically how we did at E3, and to share some of the nuances of what was happening down there at E3 on the floor. And actually, a lot of people that work on the Xbox team actually listen to the show as well, so you'll appreciate this. So it was just great to have Peter get up in front and talk about it, and he kind of talked about some of the different areas that we did really well in, and what the general perception was, and overall it was kind of good. I mean, I'm not going to spill any company secrets here, because it was really a lot of stuff that you avid listeners and E3 fans and gaming fans already are aware of, and a lot of the team was already aware of it anyway. So it was just good to get up in front and hear him, and he took some Q&A, and people were asking about Blu-ray and what's Sony doing? We have no idea what Sony's doing. It feels like they're making a $600 Blu-ray player that happens to have controllers. Isn't that the kind of the way to look at it? It's pretty interesting. Normally during the week, I have an interview, and it's a good 20, sometimes 30, sometimes 45 minute interview that I have available that I find from different people. And this week I don't have one. I was hoping to have somebody on to talk about the dashboard update, but we did that last week, and since the dashboard hasn't been updated, I decided not to have anybody on to talk about that, because I didn't want to talk about it anymore, since you guys are apparently sick of hearing it until you can get it. So I just opted to I'm going solo this week, so that's why it's a fairly short show. And as I said at the top of the show, I was kind of dreading doing this show, so I'm kind of forging on and soldiering through it. So bear with me on that. But next week, I've got a couple things I'm working on. I've got Chief from the Forza 2 team. I want to get him on to talk about Forza 2. Also, I ran into this Peter Moore meeting, this team meeting that we went to. I ran into some other folks, specifically from the Xbox Live Arcade team, and Grazer, who you may remember, one of the portfolio managers over there. And I looked at him, I said, dude, you're going to come on the show because you've got some explaining to do, okay? And this is exactly what he said. You have some explaining to do, especially around Street Fighter 2 and a few other titles. So he kind of shook his head. He's like, yes, I'll come on. I want to talk about it. So I want to see. I'm going to get him on this week for next week's show. If you're interested in that, I think you may be. And also to see what other live arcade titles are coming out. That's the dangerous thing with software development, is when you announce things, sometimes they take a little while to come out because they're being, tested and so on and so forth. So that's kind of what's going on there. Let's see. All right. Let's make our way right into the marketplace content. You kind of see how this show is kind of kind of moseying right along here, and I'm, you know, I promised it was going to be a fairly quick show, and it is. So this week's Marketplace content, we've got some Top Spin 2 themes and picture packs that are up there. There's some Entourage. I call it a trifecta, and a lot of people didn't understand that term. I call it a Marketplace trifecta when there's a trailer or a demo, a theme, and a picture pack. I guess if it was a trailer, and then a demo, and then a picture pack, and then a theme, it would be a Quinella. Would that be it? So the trifecta is the fact that there's a demo, a theme, and a picture pack for HBO's The Entourage, which is only available in the United States. So sorry about that. It's an HBO show, and frankly, I'm not really watching. I'm too busy watching The Sopranos. Hitman Picture Pack, those are available for purchase. Four new Graw themes are also available for purchase. And there's a Hitman trailer up as well. Let's see, June Artist of the Month. I'm just going to throw all this content here to see what else you got going on. A theme for grads, any theme for dads. Those are available for purchase. I thought they were free. I was wrong. Let's see, Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth 2 picture pack and theme. There's a FIFA World Cup. Actually, that was last week, so Lord of the Rings. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, I guess the EA folks are coming down this week to do a demo of that game, the Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth. And we're going to be doing some video. You know, I think I mentioned this. We're going to start to increase doing some of our community video on Xbox.com. So we're going to go over. We're going to shoot some stuff. So you'll see me doing some video up on Xbox.com, and I'll definitely point to that. All right, let's see. Let me pull up my notes here and see what else I have for you. Ah, okay, here we go. So this is good news. We're gonna shoot right into the Name the Game segment. And for those of you who are not familiar with this, I take a sound clip from a released Xbox or Xbox 360 game. I don't take audio from demos or unreleased games, so that's important to note. But I take a clip and I play it. And usually they're fairly easy, but for some reason, this clip has been escaping people for about almost a month and a half. So, but, you know, I didn't do a couple shows in there, so we'll just say a month. So with that said, I finally have a winner. I'm so excited. So here's the clip and this is the longer version. There was a shorter version, but here's the clip that people finally got Name the Game off of. So a little longer clip. A lot of you got it. Congratulations. That was, of course, The Incredibles, Rise of the Underminer. So from the Pixar film, that was an Xbox 360 game that came out last year. So congratulations to everybody who guessed correctly, but unfortunately I only take one winner, and that winner this week is, his gamertag is Pradu Soldier. Congratulations, you grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset, and I wish you well with that. I'll be sending that out to you, as well as, I think I got some other stuff around here, around the office, I'll be sending you as well. But here's how Name the Game works. I'm going to play a sound clip. We're going to do it again this week. I'm going to play a little bit of an Xbox or an Xbox 360 game. If you think you know what it is, you can send one entry and one entry only. You email me, major@xbox.com. In the subject line, please put name the game, colon, and then your guess. That allows me to quickly find out, you know, who won and who didn't, or who the correct who answered correctly and who did not. Then I take all the correct answers, put them into a folder, mix them up, and pull one winner out. So that's the way that works. Fairly straightforward. So major@xbox.com, subject line, name the game. All right, so here is this week's Name the Game sound clip. All right, if you think you know what that is, drop me an email. major@xbox.com is my email address. In the subject line, please put name the game. So that's what you need to do. I'll take all the correct answers, put them into a drawing, pull out one winner for a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. Hey, if you're a sponsor and you want to give me some prizes, let me know. I'd love to give stuff away. So I'm talking to you, Nintendo, because I'm looking for some DSs. Just kidding. All right. Couple things I want to go over, some news points I want to go over, is the World Series of Video Game announces their official Xbox tournaments and prizes. So they've got Halo 2 and Project Gotham 3 racing going on, and I'll put a link up on my blog for that. So go check that out. Why would you want to do that? There's a couple different reasons. One of which is there's a lot of prize money. So there's $150,000 cash and prizes available for this. So you want to win some dough, you want to play, you know what to do. Those are from the good folks over there the games media properties. They sent me an email, and I actually met them when I was down at E3, Matthew and so forth, so it's good to see them. I want to talk about some geeky and gadget stuff. One of the guys that I work with at Microsoft, not directly, he's not on the Xbox team. He's actually on what we call the DMD team, Digital Media Division. His name is Sean, and Sean has got one of the cooler jobs at Microsoft. I don't know exactly what he does, but I went over to see him in his office. I've known him for some time. And he has just got, you think, you know, I don't know what you guys think my office looks like, but it's, you know, full of Xbox stuff, which it is for the most part. But his office is full of the most amazing gadgets. He has got computers and mechs and media centers and portable media centers and just every type of computer, high end. He had a Ferrari computer in there. Just the most amazing stuff. And I went over there and he gave me a new device to play with, and it is called the iRiver Clix. And the iRiver Clix is, it's a square device. Some of you may have seen it because they came out with a device earlier, similar to this about a little less than a year ago. It's a little black device. It's a 2 gig flash player. And it is, you basically navigate using the edges of the screen. And I got to tell you something, I'm really digging this device. I know it's only 2 gig, but it's got a cool little interface that kind of looks like Media Center. Apparently, he designed the interface, so he was telling me a little bit about that. How'd you like that gig, huh? How'd you like to just be able to design cool interfaces for stuff? And not that that's all that he does, let me be clear. But what's really great about it, it has an FM radio. You can actually record off the FM radio. It has music. You can throw pictures on here. It also does videos. So I actually was able to put a couple of videos on here. I put on Spinal Tap and Napoleon Dynamite. And it works pretty well, I got to tell you. So the iRiver Clix, it's actually in stores now or very soon. And I highly recommend this device if you're looking at flash players. It works fantastically with Windows Media Player 11. If you're if you downloaded the beta of Windows Media Player 11 and you're playing around with WIMP 11, as they call it, and this works amazing with it. It also apparently, and I haven't tried this, but it works with the new Urge service, which is inside of Windows Media 11. So I highly recommend this device. And I think I'm going to get Sean on for a future show because he is just he's an interesting individual. I'll put a link to his blog. He's just got a really, really interesting outlook on digital media and gadgets and all sorts of cool stuff. So I'm going to get Sean on for a future show if you guys are interested in hearing a bunch of gadget guys and geek gadgets talk about stuff, because his office was like, I walked in, I felt like I was like, wow, it's like Christmas in here with all the different stuff and gadgets and just piles and piles of stuff. It was pretty outrageous. All right. Speaking of gadgets, I don't know. Maybe some of you that follow my blog, and a lot of people download my show off iTunes and don't realize this. And I mention this every week. I do have a blog at www.majornelson.com, but I posted on my blog this week that I bought a DS Lite. This is for those of you that listen to my show frequently. You know that I love my Nintendo DS. And I got tipped off to the fact that there is a store in the Seattle area, and I will not give you the name, that broke the street date. So I kind of wandered over there. I think it was Wednesday night. Maybe it was. And maybe it was Tuesday. And wandered over there and decided to see what was going on and just kind of wandered in. And they had them. There was one left. It was like on the bottom inside the glass case. And I got it and was able to score it and walk out. So I'm sure they probably have stopped selling them since then. In fact, I know this, and I'll tell you this funny story in a minute. But, the street date for these guys is until the 11th or the 12th, so it's got a little early. Love the DS Lite. For those of you, like I say, listen to the show, know that I'm a fan of it. The only bummer part is the Game Boy Advance cartridges don't fit in all the way underneath. They kind of hang off a little bit because they had to make it a little smaller. The other drag is that the power cord for the original DS, which now looks like a battleship, the original DS, that doesn't fit on, doesn't work on this device. They got a smaller one. So yeah, that's the way it goes. I do have a friend of mine who I work with at Microsoft, and her husband actually works at Nintendo. So she's going to bring me over to the Nintendo company store. Yeah. So I'll fill up on some gadgets over there. So DS Lite, love it. A lot of fun. I don't want to talk too much about that. I was just talking for a moment about how I know they're not selling them anymore, because funny story is that one of the guys I work with who works across the hall from me, his gamer tag, you ready for this? His gamer tag is actually Master Chief. So Master Chief is across the hall from me, and he came into me and says, I really want to get a DS. He doesn't have a DS. He says, I really want to get a Lite. Can you tell me where you got it? So I said, all right, as long as you don't tell anybody, I'll tell you. So I told him. So he runs across the hall. picks up the phone and calls them. I'm in my office and I hear this conversation taking place. And he asks for this specific department and he's talking to them and then he hangs up the phone. He goes, God damn it. He starts cussing up and down. I said, what's wrong? He said, they lied to me. I said, well, what do you mean they lied to you? He says, they said that they don't have them, they're not carrying them, and they're never going to carry them. So it was pretty sad. So I'm going to, so if you get a chance and you're on your Xbox 360, go ahead and send an email to Master, or a message to Master Chief, and let him know that you're sorry that you don't have, that he doesn't have a DS. But he'll get one. Anyway, all right, let's see what else is going on here. Just a couple things. Oh, yeah, the bummer part, I talked about the power cord not working with the DS. It also doesn't come with a wrist strap. I mean, how cheap is that? You know, I looked in the book and it says, you know, sold separately. So blog update. Just want to give you guys an update what's going on over there. We've been working feverishly behind the scenes, getting some things updated on the blog. And I'm happy to report that things are going well. We've added a bunch of new pieces to the left-hand side of the blog at MajorNelson.com. Below the tag cloud, you'll see I've got, you know, my RSS feed, of course. And then there's an info box and there's an info section. I've got some FAQs, a note that says how I produce my audio shows, how the enhanced podcast works. If you download the WMA version of this show, you'll automatically have the URLs of shows of websites that I talk about during the show. They'll open up in the background. I have my contact information up there, and I also have a Name the Game FAQ. So I've got some FAQs up there and so forth, so feel free to take a look at those. Let me know if you guys think I'm missing anything. Drop me an email, major@xbox.com, and let me know what you think. Also, a quick note, there was a little bit of a snafu this on Friday, where there was a mailing that went out to some, I don't know who got the mail. I don't know how you sign up for the mail. I have no idea. All I know is I got one. And it was basically talking about how the Perfect Dark Zero maps, there's new PDZ maps coming out, and saying that the map pack was available for download. Well, that wasn't the case. Apparently, the marketing department got a little exuberant and excited, and the mail went, that email went out a little early. So I'm here to tell you, the maps are not available. They're not on Marketplace, and when they are available, I will let you know. So just keep that in mind. So anyways, talked about the blog, talked about that. Oh, here's an interesting stat. We at Major Nelson, I hate saying we because it's really just me and then Lithion, who works behind the scenes tirelessly and endlessly. But you guys, too, to a certain degree, contribute to this. The site is getting over 1 million page views a day right now. I don't know what's going on there, but so we need to harness that human energy somehow. But 1 million page views a day is kind of what we're averaging right now, so... All right, well, I kind of said at the top of the show that I was dreading this show, and the reason I was dreading this show is because I didn't have answers for you, but I figured I'd suck it up and do a show anyway and at least talk to you and tell you I have no answers. I let you know, I think you people that follow me know that I like to be as honest as I can be, and if I don't have anything to say, then I won't say anything. I was hoping that during this, during the recording of the show this Sunday afternoon, I've actually been watching my email in hopes that maybe an update would come in that I could share with you guys, but it hasn't. But the PR team told me earlier that I was able to say that they should have some details, hopefully tomorrow on Monday, to share with everyone. So, and I say hopefully because I don't know. I don't want you guys getting all cranky and going, it's Monday, it's 3 o'clock, when's it coming out? It's 4 o'clock, you haven't told us anything. I mean, if I know something, I'll tell you, please. Please, I want to get this thing out there as much as you guys want it. Trust us. So I was dreading doing the show, but I powered through it. I appreciate you bearing with me on this one. So let me wind it up right now. So I just want to thank you. Thanks to the friends over at Centricom. They provide the secure and assured hosting environment for the blog and the media files here. And they also do all the worldwide caching so that people can make sure that they get the, get this show and all future and previous shows in a quick fashion without being bogged down. So that's, I want to thank them for that. So Centricom, well done. So you've probably wasted, probably about 30 minutes of your life here. So hopefully you learned a little bit of something. I tried to give you guys a little peek inside the Xbox organization, and I appreciate you downloading this and giving me a little bit of your time. So thank you for that. My name is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, saying have fun, play fair, and God, I hope the update goes out this week. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. boy. Yep. I got through it. Did what I could do, but I got through it. Some of the after show stuff I want to talk about. You know, I'm done talking about the dashboard update because I don't really have anything to say about this. But I've been watching a couple things that I think you guys... All the Sony videos showing up on YouTube. You guys are a very creative lot. I'm sure you've seen these, but there's some funny videos that are going up on YouTube, you know, that take the Sony briefing and they kind of scope it. And what I used to call it radio. In radio, we call it scoping, where you kind of put it down to one section, all the sound bites. So I just think that is interesting. Also, there's some screenshots up that I saw over at, that they released. And I got to tell you, I was underwhelmed by the PlayStation 3 screenshots. Have you seen them? They look jaggy. I'll put a link up to them. And then, of course, the other thing that happened this week is the PR manager for PlayStation resigned. Oops. Yeah, that was kind of tough. So they're going through some changes over there and some challenges. So, all right. Let me check my email one last time to see if there's anything in here that I can share with you about the dashboard. Let me check one last time. Nope, nothing yet. I'm trying my best here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying my best here. All right, I'm gonna bail out here because I'm pretty much at the end of my rope here with this show. Appreciate you guys. Again, like I said in the main part, appreciate you downloading it. You know how to get in touch with me. You know what? I'm looking for a DS case. I didn't want to talk too much about that in the main show, but I'm looking for a DS case, DS Lite case. So if you guys have any suggestions for DS Lite cases, let me know. I want one that I can just kind of slide this thing into and hold some cartridges. All right, I'm gonna go take my dog for a walk. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.